Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We cannot repeat what happened in Afghanistan. It must be clear that we do not negotiate with terrorists, and no American will be left behind.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration must send a clear message to Hamas. At least 11 Americans have died in the attacks in Israel, but Congress and the White House are struggling to respond without a House Speaker in place. McCarthy now says he could take his old job back. Last night, officials reported 1,500 dead, with 150 held captive. Israel has stopped food, water, fuel, and electricity from entering Gaza. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama won't budge from his opposition to a Pentagon abortion policy and a hold on military confirmations. Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall says senior appointments in the Middle East need to move forward.
It's very disruptive, very debilitating. It basically is like throwing a big monkey wrench into the works of the Department of Defense.
The U.S. Army is also calling on Congress to fund additional munitions production to supply Israel and Ukraine. Anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is dropping his Democratic bid for president and will run as an independent. Kennedy told supporters in Philadelphia he wants to change American politics.
I'll look at the evidence and the arguments, and I'll choose not the easy path, not the established path, but the right path.
Polls show Kennedy faring better with Republicans than Democrats. The RNC was quick to denounce his party change, saying he's a typical elitist liberal. Three Republican presidential candidates say we should use the military against Mexico to stop fentanyl smuggling. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she'd send special forces to the border, and former President Trump says he would authorize covert operations within Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd also authorize deadly force.
If they're doing that, that's the last thing they're going to be able to do, because we're going to leave them stone cold dead at the border.
More than 75,000 Americans died after overdosing on synthetic opioids last year, but diplomats and police warn military force would be disastrous for relations with Mexico and undermine normal law enforcement. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called the legislature back for a third special session to consider a voucher plan that would let parents use tax dollars for private school tuition. Abbott is threatening any Republican who opposes it.
That is what we will deliver this session, by empowering parents with the power and freedom to choose the education best for their child.
More than a dozen GOP-led states are implementing school vouchers this year. Critics charge that's part of a larger Republican move to defund public education. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different-